Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta Falcons are going to have to figure out how to swag their way into some salary cap room here in the offseason because depending on which metric you believe, the number of $1 million that they have available is in the single digits. Some people say 5.3, some say 6.2. They were allegedly trying to get around $12 to $13 million of cap room based on some restructuring of some guys during this offseason. But one thing or another, Randy, they're going to have to make some cuts.
Yeah, they got to make some moves, Willie P. And the thing with the – and we talked – me and Ben Bunk talked about it a little bit after we found out Dan Quinn was going to be retained. Well, all y'all that were fighting for his job, some of y'all going to be gone.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all have got to be gone in order for them to make this team better. Now, that's not saying they shouldn't have played hard for him because that's your job. Your job is to go out there and play football. That's what you get paid to do. But, yeah, I mean, it's inevitable. And the things like this happen all the time. That's why you that's the one thing about – fandom with sports teams, you fall in love with certain players, these are your guys, but eventually somebody's got to go. And you look at some of these cuts, you know, the Tyson Braille, the Luke Stalker, Matt Schaub, guys like that, Alan Bailey, you can get it from up under those contracts and try and find you some money. But I think the interesting one is this Keanu Neal one, because we had a tweet yesterday that was saying, you know, you can get rid of Keanu and then maybe go draft, I think they said Delpit right at 16. And I was like, well, it sounds good, but Dan has a different kind of, you know, like love for Keanu. You know, Dan is – when he's healthy,
right,
he is usually the key to what this defense wants.
It's because when he looks at Keanu Neal, he sees Earl Thomas.
Yeah. No, Cam.
Or Cam Chancellor, yeah, one of those two. He sees Cam Chancellor. He sees the big bruiser, right, type guy. So the guy you need in the center of that defense that can – really give you what that Legion of Boom was when Dan Quinn was up there in Seattle. And so, you know, you think about that guy, the guy that I'm looking at, and it's no offense to him, but I think Desmond Trufant is a luxury at this point.
The thing with Dan.
And that's $5 million.
Yeah, but what you taking on? That's the thing, because I think that's what we read up on last year was the fact that we thought that he would be here because of the fact there's all the dead cap money and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm not no capologist and all that.
I got it all right in front of me.
And I try not to act like I'm all in tune with it. I just read up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I thought Dez didn't play bad last year. Now, the whole thing with people like Desmond Trufant, Devontae Freeman, all these guys, is like people are like, okay, we want them on our team, but we don't want to have to pay them as much as they're paying them for the, you know, to be on the football team. And I just don't – I mean, I always say it. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you.
Here's my problem with Desmond Trufant. And it's not necessarily a problem with him, but I saw too many scenarios. And again, whether you believe the first half of the Falcons season was real or the second half of the Falcons season is real, depending on what we're going to see next year, whichever portion of that team you feel is the real Falcons that we have going into 2020, I saw too many scenarios during the 2019 regular season, especially in the first half, where you had guys wide open in the middle and Falcon defenders just running like crazy trying to tackle them. There was nobody was in position.
When was this?
Early part of the season.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
Awful. When you have all that going on,
right?
Desmond Trufant, I don't need to pay $10 million to see that. I can get that for a lot cheaper, is what I'm saying.
Dude, it was bad. But then you saw the adjustments were made and all that. Because you know the Falcons went 6-2 last year.
I understand.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they weren't. No, we don't know about the beginning part of the season. That's why I
understand.
That don't count, Willie P. But no, they need. And I like the Sheffield guy. I like him
you're
a
funny,
lot.
They
just don't count. But the thing with the back end of it is that Ricardo Allen is more of a luxury to me than anything. But he's the type of guy that you want on your football team. I mean, he's a third. He'll be the third safety. He's not going to cost a lot. It can help you in different packages. You just don't need him because KZ got to be
– KZ cannot come off the field.
He can't come off the field. He has to be your starting free safety.
Yes.
Ricardo, I don't want to see him at that strong safety, man. It was not a good look for it because that's not what he's naturally good at doing. But he's the type of guy that you need on your football team.
Sure.
Because especially if you want to do so many different things defensively because he can line up different places. Mm-hmm. And then he's smart.
And it also brings into question the thought of Devondre Campbell because – you know, can Campbell play that role if you don't have Ricardo Allen?
As far as
being kind of that hybrid guy, hybrid linebacker.
Well, he already is. He is at that point. But here's the thing.
But you have to pay him now.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Devondre Campbell is going to be paid to be here to be your starting outside linebacker, and because he's in the 4-3, he's a Will or Sam. They technically call him the outside linebacker. Yeah, he's going to be an every down linebacker. You know, and he's gotten better and better throughout his career so far here in Atlanta as far as coverage. That's what they want him to do. They want him to be like the KJ Wright in that defense was. When KJ would guard the tight ends and do different things like guard the back out of the backfield. I just want to see if they do retain Devondre, how more will they use him as far as rushing the passer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.